Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The DH, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Clyde Wright. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to third. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradford moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford scores. May moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Allen scores. Melton moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. Santo moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0 White Sox. Ed Sprague now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Yount out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1. White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Sprague covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Champion now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson moves to third. Downing moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Dent reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. Downing scores. Hermann moves to third. It's 10-1, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, White Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Vukovich now playing first base. Bob Sheldon now playing second base. Ken Berry now playing left field. Rob Ellis now playing right field. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jorge Orton now playing second base. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheldon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Koble now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Brian Downing. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koble fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.